then. Okay, let's go. You dialed. Right, you said you dialed.
Yes, that's where we're up to. Did you
Also,
have your
level.
Gimma? You did your
What?
Gimma last night. You did your Gimma last night? Yeah.
Yes. That was the sinks. Yeah, you dial it. Yeah. So also lecho b'leinu tila filu and writes a literal yada b'mava. This is also one of the more misunderstood halachas because people say, "Oh, I don't have water, so I won't touch the bread." That's not the case. It's also to eat without washing hands, even if you want to wrap your hands in a mappa. B'imhu b'derech ein le'mayim, and if but if you're on the way and there's no water. If you know that you're going to have within 4 mil, 72 minutes, the fun of in front of him, my mil acharav, or 18 minutes backwards, meaning going out of your way, you'll find water there. Then you have to go 4 mil to find water. A mil, or to go backwards a mil, little yada to take the yada for eating. But let's say you're not going to find water within 72 minutes, or you're not going to find water within a mil if out of the way. Or you're with a crew, which is let's say you're taking public transportation, and you're afraid if you're going to go, when the bus pulls over, you're going to go looking for water, and then they're going to leave without you. Let's say somebody has another inis. Let's say he's got stitches on the hand or something like that. Yikrach yada b'mapa. So then you could wrap your hands in a mapa, or yilbash bata yadayim, or wear gloves. V'yoychal kach, and you could eat it that way, right? But the point is that it's not the touching of the bread that's the issue. You have to fully cover the hands. So eating the bread in the tin foil or in the plastic bag without touching it doesn't work according to all opinions. You have to totally wrap the hands. Either put the bag over your hands or put the gloves over your hands. Right. Now the question becomes: this is interesting, Shiloh. So let's say you're on a bus to you're going on a bus from here to the country, and it stops in Muncie, and you want it, you and but it's only stopping for 2 minutes. So when you want to eat bread, so going from here to the country, let's say it's 3 hours, so you'd be able to wrap your hands. But are you mechuyev to get off the bus and the Muncie stop, and then wait around for an hour or two to get the next bus, meaning go find yourself water and then take the next bus? The bus can say you're not mechuyev to do that. So, but like we said yesterday, if you eat less than a kezias, then you have much more what to rely. You have more what me, more. I don't know what I'm saying, but meaning you have there's a lot more what to rely on for that. So let's say this is a common question also. Somebody goes to the bathroom before he eats. Now he's got to wash his hands from the bathroom. He also has to wash his hands for bread. So you have to wash your hands for both. So you have a lot of doubts here. Alkane, the best way to do it is anocha. Just wash your hands, let's say, without a cup, like we learned way back, contrary to popular belief. After the bathroom, you don't need a cup, according to the halacha. Right? He says a different way. You pour a little bit of water on your fingers, and then you rub your hands together with that water, which would suffice for the bathroom, but it's obviously not going to suffice for bread. And then you dry them well. Then you wash your hands properly. And then you wash your hands properly. Meaning the main issue is that if you just wash your hands, I think we brought it up last week. If you wash your hands, then they're pure. So how do you go wash your hands again and make a bracha al netilas yadayim if your hands are already clean? So that's why you do this first way, which is not kosher netila for bread, and then you wash the proper one that you can make netilas yadayim. There's also a very other simple eitzah, says touch your shoes, right? Or scratch your hair, or stick your hand inside your shirt. But some don't like that. Some there are some Paiskim that don't like that Eitzah, which clearly the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not giving that Eitzah. And I imagine he was smart enough to come up with that Eitzah on his own. Tezayin, Misha b'emtza Suda Noga B'gufa. This is another thing that this one people don't realize. In the middle of a meal, you touched your body from Mekamez and Mechusim, right? Like you, or Shechicha Barasha, you scratch your head, or you went to the bathroom to urinate. Tzarech Lito Yada Pavshenis, you do have to wash your hands a second time. In that case, you have to wash your hands a second time with a cup. Avalo Yivarech Lehem, but don't make the bracha. V'chein Afilo Masa Tracha, but even if you go for Gedolim, you still don't make a name. Although with that, it is more chamor, and some do hold that you do have to make a netilas sedaim. But it seems like the minig is not to, but you do have to wash a proper netilas sedaim, and the same would go for changing a diaper. Let's say somebody eats something that gets dipped in liquid. Let's say pickles. That would be the biggest one. So Ishaba Mashkal Amaichal, or if you wash a fruit and the liquid goes on it, Badai and Hu Lach Mina Mashka, and it's still wet from the liquid when you're eating it. Hava Bishu Aina Negeba Makama Mashka, even if you're not gonna touch it, the liquid may come okam tsaruch lito yod of tchila, you do have to wash your hands first. Rakla Yvarach Anatil Zidaim, you don't make a bracha Anatil Zidaim. So he's paskening that on before you eat a pickle, you do have to wash your hands. He says, but many are mekel, which seems to be the minig nowadays. I will call Yerushimayim Yeshel the Hachmer Alatzmai. The truth be told is that Yerushimayim should do this. But the bottom line is people don't do it. But the halacha is pretty clear that you, before you eat a pickle, or you go to a vart and you take some vegetables dipped in salad dressing, then you should be washing. You should be washing.
So why don't we? Are we just lazy?
I don't know exactly how it came about. I'm not sure why it came about that way. Why we don't do it? All right. But you should. I mean, certainly don't pressure people in the family to do it because. So I don't know. Certain things, Klai Yisrael just doesn't.
I gotta do it myself. But I gotta do it myself before I start pressuring.
That's
other
okay.
People.
That's yeah. Yeah. I would say I don't very rarely eat pickles, but. L'chayra, I should do it also, but I don't officially. Yurches, mashkim linyan zeh hema shiva. Now, what are the liquids that are touching the vegetables and the fruits? That's seven. We had this already before in Hilchas Chala. Velu hein yayin, wine, v'chein chaymetz miyayin, vinegar, wine vinegar, dvash dvayrim, honey from bees, shemen zayis, olive oil, cholov, milk, u'b'chalza, gam mei cholov, the liquid that's comes with the milk. Tal is dew. Tam shel behema chaya v'oiv blood. But da'ina kusha eichlam refuah. When you're eating the blood, when the blood's meant for refuah, umayim and water. V'simonam yud shachad dam. No yad shachad dam. Havashar may peiros. But other fruit juices. Afilu makash shogil lasis mashkim l'shesia meschitas eza peiros. Even if it's in a place that they normally. Like nowadays, where they make drinks out of every type of fruit, ein lam din mashke l'inizet does not have a din of mashke. Right? So maybe, I don't know, maybe pickle juice doesn't have a din of that. I don't see why it wouldn't. But I don't know, maybe salad dressing doesn't. Yeah. The big one that people ask about, how about French fries and ketchup? Try that one. Right? Or dipping the Oreo cookies into milk. Yeah, fine. You test. Peres shem erukachim besukar. Peres that are sweetened with sugar. Einam tzricha netilas yadayim. Ki asukar lehavi mashka. Sugar is not liquid. Vagam lachluchas shiyatzim en aperes lehavi mashka. And the fruit juice, like we just said, that comes out, that's not considered a liquid. She may peres, because that's may peres. Avalim erukachim bedvash. But if there's honey covered on the fruits, im nikra shedvash heitev. So if the dvash congeals and dries up as ayotzim uchal mashka, then it's no longer a liquid. Manasa aichal becomes food. Ve'enam tzricha netilas yadayim, doesn't need netilas yadayim. Avol im loy nikrash heitev, but if it didn't congeal, well, elanis abba ma'at. It's a little thick. Vadayin hu nigar, and it's still how do they tie Chenigo to the you guys have a tie? Anybody following along with the art scroll or whoever? Any English translation? I wasn't sure how to tie Chenigo. I meant to look it up. Of course I forgot.
It says fluid.
Nigger is fluid.
But Dain Haim Nigar man is still fluid.
Fluid. So, meaning it's still liquidy a little bit. It's a little loose. Okay, good. Thank you. So tzrichim le tizli daim, then it needs a tizli daim. V'chein chema butter shi bechlal chalav im hi krusha. It's so. And I'm sorry. V'chein chema shi bechlal chalav. Butter that's considered like milk, imhi krusha. So if it's congealed, ain't a mashka rak oichel. It's not considered a mashka, it's considered a food. But if it's melted, the butter's melted, or a mashka, that's considered a liquid. So basically he's saying that if you would take your vegetables and dip it into butter, that's liquidy, then you would need netilas yadayim. Chav, tvarim shedag alochlam b'loy kafa mazli, things that it's the derech to eat them without a fork or a spoon. Afilu hu oichal ayidei kaf ay mazlik, then tzarech tizadayim. Meaning you might have an eitzah, you would think, is that eat the pickle with a fork. And like this, you're not touching it. Because what were you afraid? You're afraid from the tumor from your hands going onto the vegetables. So maybe with a fork, you'd be okay. But he's saying, if it's the derech to eat it with a fork, which I think maybe pickles are not, then I think they're not. So then even if you eat it with a fork, it's not going to help. But something that you don't eat, you only eat it with a spoon, going levivos, like levivos is like a stuffed, like, what do you call it? Dumplings, right? That's what they say. Ukiyotzebez became peiros merukachem b'dvash, and fruit that's sweetened up with honey. B'makom shein takan lachlan rak al yedei kaf ve'mazlek. If you only eat it with a spoon or a fork, ain't meaning has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the way the public does it. Einam tzrichim netilas yadayim. Then it does not require netilas yadayim. Melach shenasa mimayim, salt that comes from water. All right. Havi bechlal mayim, that is included in water. Ki amayim afal pisha nikrush lo yotza mechlal mashka, even though it's nikrush, it did not go, it doesn't go out of the water, out of the status of the state of water. L'chein ha-toybol tzunayin ha-kudayim ha-melech zeh, somebody who dips a radish in this type of salt water, tzorach ha-tilis ha-daim, needs a tilis ha-daim. Yayin sarof, but shnaf, shenasa mitfua, that's made from grain, ami peres, or from liquids, fruits, ain't a mashkalinin zeh. Right? So meaning whiskey and scotch, that all comes from grain. So is that considered liquid or not? So the Kitzler is saying that's not considered liquid. The loy havi, rak zeya min ha-tfua min ha-peres, is just considered sweat from the tfua and from the peres. Now you say, okay, according to this, it should be kosher le-pesach, because he's saying it's not considered from the grain. But that we don't say, that we're machmeron, but here we're mekel. Vavu b'shiyesh pagam mayim u'mazu gam kim b'mayim, even though there's water in it, and it's also mixed with water. That's the minority. Anybody who toivels something into scotch does not require matilas yadayim. But if you have schnapps, sharp wine, that's made from the skins and the pits or the seeds of grapes, or from the dregs of wine, nira davi mashka, then that is considered a mashka, and therefore you would have to if you're dipping into it, then you'd have to wash on that. You see that he spent a lot of time, the Kitzur, on these halachas of the dipping the fruits and vegetables into liquid. Okay, everybody should have a fine night. Shmi matzliach.
Thank you.